Mr. Man by Gerard G. Gerard. Chapter 1, Part 1. Dream. What is it? By knowing which, you will know everything. I had that dream again last night. It was the usual start, me and Monica, getting it on. I say I'm going to spurt soon, but not to worry, as I'll be ready to go again in 5 minutes, and intend to fill her up with my white-hot love lava. She purrs. I then tell her that I'll start on her Aristotle, and after turning it into a brimming cauldron of man porridge, I'll give her a face like a decorator's wireless. She squeals with delight. After all, I am the queen of arse, she says weakly, trying to pun on the Princess Diana, queen of hearts motif. Monica was a lot of things, God bless her, but a comedian she wasn't. The door bursts open. There are standing world leaders, religious figures, and men of import. They are not happy and want me dead. I ask Monica if she minds if I go into battle, and smiling through sticky eyes, she gives me full encouragement. So, naked, I charge the first in line. Terrorists. Osama, Hamza, Arafat, and Mandela. My engorged manhood, wanting action, but not in a homosexual way. And I give it to them. Hamza, realizing his hook is having no effect, starts swapping it for sex toys. He goes through the full Ann Summers range before realizing that this is just giving me more power. My only weapons are my hands, feet, and two heads. So I set about giving them all love. Pretty soon the terrorists are covered in Mr. Man muck and sitting back and smoking gitans, relaxed, smiling and nodding approval at my prowess. Osama winks at me as his nose runs, admiration in his eye, but also a hint of fear, concern for me, as he knows the next wave is going to be tougher. Lovely, kissable lips, Osama, enough to turn any man's head. In walk the clerics of the West. Rumsey, the Pope, not sure which one, they all look the same to me. Lovely dress, though, flowing, light, figure-hugging. And assorted leaders of the 100 or so top world religions, say memo, two hands, two feet, two heads, and lots of love. I cover them all even quicker this time, my power increasing. I'm in constant vinegar strokes and no sign of the petite mort. Everywhere, satisfied, dripping and smiling, holy men, smoking gitans. End of part one, I guess. Of course, there's more of this chapter coming up soon, yeah.